The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll begin with this one from Woman's Day, Peace of My Heart. On Puzzle Day, January 29th, gather up any jigsaws, gathering dust, and put together a few DIY gifts for you or for the person who completes you. Paint two pieces that fit together from a puzzle with a metallic pen and attach jump rings with hot glue. Use a stamping tool to add words or shapes. They've got two, so this is the puzzle pieces become pendants at the end of a chain. One says true, one says love, and they've been painted gold. From First for Women, You Deserve a Break, 7 Books We're Loving Now. In the romance category, The Honey Don't List by Christina Lauren, Lauren. A weekend snowstorm sent me out to shovel all morning, and all I wanted to do was kick back and relax when I got inside, shares Carissa Mosnes, first assistant editor. So I grabbed the first swoon-worthy tale I could find on my shelf, and this one turned my mood around. Carrie Douglas has worked with home renovation stars Melissa and Rusty Tripp for nearly a decade. With a book about to launch, the Tripps are on the verge of becoming reality TV royalty. The only problem is that, secretly, America's favorite couple can't stand each other. And it's up to Carrie and the Tripps' other assistant, James McCann, to make sure nobody on their tour finds out. Meanwhile, James and Carrie are taken by surprise when sparks fly between each other. Says Carissa, as an HGTV and romance lover, this book was perfect for me. Next, a historical romance called Just Once by Karen Kingsbury, Kingsbury. When negative news stories are all I see when I pick up my phone, I start to feel discouraged, confesses Maggie Dillard, First for Women's Associate Editor. I have to stop my doom scroll and do a digital detox. When that happens, I love jumping into stories that take me to another time. In her latest compelling World War II tale, beloved author Karen Kingsbury takes readers back to 1941. While Ervil Holland's boyfriend Sam is away after being drafted during the war, unexpected chemistry starts to build between Ervil and Sam's younger brother, Hank. But soon, Ervil is hired by the military as a spy. The only rule she must follow? She can tell no one. Now Ervil must fulfill the duty that is required of her while her heart is caught between the two brothers. This was a heart-tugging page-turner until the very end, says Maggie. It made me forget all about my own reality. Historical fiction, The Royal Windsor Secret. That's by Christine Wells, Wells. I always feel a little blue once the holidays are officially over and out-of-town family returns home, says Lauren Statue, First for Women's Beauty Editor. So to lift my spirits, I reached for this book that transported me back in time. The year 1935, and Cleo Davenport was always told she was an orphan. But now there are rumors swirling that her father is actually the Prince of Wales. Once she turns 17, she decides to take matters into her own hands and looks into tracking down her parents to discover the truth she always longed for. But what will she find out? Cleo leaves no stone unturned on her journey to find out her true lineage, and her perseverance was inspiring, says Lauren. By the end, all the sadness I was feeling about time moving on vanished, and I realized enjoying the moment is what matters. A mystery called The Social Climber by Amanda Pellegrino, Pellegrino. My friends started a book club to keep us entertained during the cold winter months, shares Kate Arcel, First for Women's Associate Editor. This was my favorite pick so far. After months of careful planning, Eliza Bennett's wedding is falling into place. With it, she'll cement her place in the prominent Walker family. But as secrets from her past begin to erupt, Eliza's real motives for marrying are thrown into question. I love talking about my plot theories with friends, says Kate. It almost made me forget about the freezing weather. A piece of magical realism called At the Coffee Shop of Curiosities by Heather Weber, W-E-B-B-E-R. After long weeks staring at emails, texts, and video calls, I always need a tech break, shares Melissa Diagnes, First's senior editor. My remedy is curling up on the couch with a good book, like this one. Ava Harrison receives a mysterious letter about a job offer as a live-in caretaker for an old man in Driftwood, Alabama. What follows is a series of events involving a magical coffee shop, new friends, and starting over. Says Melissa, this tale was like a warm hug. A thriller called Can't Look Away by Carola Lovering, L-O-V-E-R-I-N-G. Last week I was awaiting some big news, and I needed something to take my mind off of it, says Patty Bontico, First's executive editor. This book did the trick. At the start, Molly and Jake are hopelessly in love. 10 years on, Jake is a famous singer. Molly is married to Hunter. Sad and lonely, she's thrilled to meet Sabrina, a new neighbor. But they become fast friends, but Sabrina has big secrets, and she just may reveal Molly's, too. This book was a thriller and a love story, raves Patty. It had me riveted. And the last one, a piece of women's fiction called Five Winters by Kitty Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Recently, I was dealing with a small personal setback and was in the mood to read a feel-good story, says Anna Traver, First's assistant editor, and I loved cozying up with this read. It brought me so much hope. Beth Bailey was in love with her best friend's brother for years. Once he finally gets married to somebody else, Beth realizes she's wasting precious time being stuck on him. Her other dream in life? Becoming a mother. Over 5 years, she grows and experiences life with unexpected obstacles along the way, and finds herself the meaning of life, love, and happiness. My heart was warmed by each page, says Anna. It was just the uplifting saga I needed. From Good Housekeeping, Master Meal Prep. You know you should cook at home more. But if planning feels overwhelming, we've got your back. These tips from Marissa Moore, RDN, author of The Plant Love Kitchen, so her last name is spelled M-O-O-R-E, can make healthy eating a cinch. There are five little tips. One, think beyond lunch and dinner. Having breakfast and snacks ready to go can ensure that you eat well in the morning and between meals. Layer jars with yogurt, fruit, and nuts, or Good Housekeeping nutritionist-approved Simply Nature organic pumpkin seed and flax granola for breakfast. Or fill containers with hummus or another dip and veggie sticks so you'll have an easy, nutritious snack on hand. 2. Play music. If chopping and storing feel like work, zoning out to a good playlist can offer a distraction and lift your mood, Moore says. Or cue up a podcast or an audiobook to keep your mind occupied while you prep. 3. Use ingredients in two ways. Keep it interesting by getting creative with your grocery haul for the week. For instance, when cooking ground meat, season half for tacos and half for stuffed peppers, suggests Moore. 4. Prep for the future. Nobody says you have to meal prep every single week once you get started. Next time you cook a dinner to enjoy that night, double the recipe and freeze half. You'll end up with a varied stash of ready-to-eat freezer meals that will make your life a lot easier down the line. And 5, build a meal. You don't have to prep an entire dish. Just fill containers with chopped raw ingredients so they're ready to be used. Also, try prepping a batch of beans or roasted veggies or a week's worth of grains, such as Good Housekeeping nutritionist-approved Simply Nature Quick Cook Brown Rice. From First for Women, the secret to nixing dryness overnight. Come winter, every inch of our skin is parched, and our usual moisturizers just aren't cutting it. The simple fix? Layering them overnight to lock in the hydration, Read on to learn how. Chapped lips? Find yourself reapplying lip balm all day to no avail. At night, dab a hyaluronic acid-infused serum like L'Oreal Paris Revival Lift Pure Hyaluronic Acid Serum, available in drugstores, onto lips, then top with a lip balm. The acid's humectant properties draw moisture into the lips, and then the balm creates a barrier to hold it in, so lips are smooth come morning. For raw, dry hands, you slather your hands with Vaseline, but it rubs off rather than soaking into your skin. So before bed, rub some on, then layer with cotton gloves. The gloves keep the petroleum jelly on, so it hydrates your hands as you sleep. And for cracked heels, being stuffed into heavy socks and boots leaves feet with dry, cracked heel skin. But no moisturizer is enough to seal those thick cracks. Instead, rub a glycolic acid-infused toner, like the ordinary glycolic acid 7% toning solution from Ulta, onto feet before bed. Then apply lotion on top. The acid dissolves dead skin cells to help exfoliate cracks, so the moisturizer can absorb better. From Good Housekeeping, secrets to your best soak ever. First, so they're talking about a nice warm bath. Set time and temperature. Bath water should never feel hot and uncomfortable because it can compromise the skin barrier. The National Eczema Association recommends bathing in lukewarm water for no longer than 15 minutes. Add products. If you're using a bubble bath or body wash, such as L'Occitane en Provence Verbena Shower Gel, $24, pour it under running water as the tub fills, as the friction helps create bubbles. Drop in a bath bomb or disperse non-bubbling products like oils and salts throughout the water once the tub is filled. And stay toasty. Double up on coziness by sipping a cup of hot tea as you soak and wrapping yourself in a warm towel or bathrobe when you step out. Pop it in the dryer pre-bath. And from First for Women, question, is it my imagination or has my overactive bladder worsened in the winter? It's really starting to bother me, especially at night. Help. Their answer, it's not your imagination. Cold weather can trigger muscles, including those around the bladder, to tense in an effort to maintain body heat. This can worsen symptoms like urgency for women with an overactive bladder. An obvious remedy is to stay warm. Dress in layers and consider a small space heater to warm the air around you. You can also stay cozy and hydrated by enjoying herbal tea or other caffeine-free hot beverages which don't irritate the bladder. To relax tense bladder muscles before bed, try snacking on a handful, about a quarter cup, of pumpkin seeds an hour before you turn in. Japanese researchers say the strategy slashes nighttime bathroom visits by 64%. Results on par with some prescription bladder medications. Certainly worth trying if you don't like to take the medications. From Good Housekeeping, revitalize your hairstyle. A fresh cut will give you a boost every time you look in the mirror. And they're giving me some celebrity pictures and describing the cuts. For short hair, there are three options they show. First is Jamie Lee Curtis's Chic Pixie Cut. This PC super short cut that shows off cheekbones is a minimalist's dream. Just wash, dry, and go, working in a dab of styling cream or gel to help shape. They also show Alfre Woodard. She's got a textured crop. Give a basic bob new life with tousled texture. Ask your hairstylist for a cut right below your ears that incorporates graduated layers. If needed, use a curling iron to add fullness and dimension. And Marion Cotillard has a bouncy bob. No helmet head with this chop. At the salon, request extra layers at the top of your head to increase volume and style with a thickening spray for more bulk. For medium hair, they're showing Reese Witherspoon's sweeping bangs. Transform any shoulder grazing cut by having your pro snip long fringe that falls below eye level. To style, form a slightly off-center part and sweep the larger half of your bangs to the side as you blow dry your hair. Padma Lakshmi's tousled lob, that means long bob. This long bob strikes a perfect balance between long and short hair and is a great way to emphasize naturally wavy or curly texture. For waves, use a dry texturizing spray to boost bend. Define spirals with a curl cream. And Jennifer Lopez's asymmetrical edge. For a sleek, face-framing, mid-length look, ask your stylist for an asymmetrical cut that is angled slightly longer in front and just hits the collarbones. Style it straight with a smoothing serum and use a flat iron as needed. And they show three for long hair. First, can I read her name? Oh, Naomi Campbell. Choppy ends. A blunt cut on hair that cascades past the shoulders can look heavy. Instead, request that your pro cut upward into the ends for more movement. Finish by gliding on shine serum for a slick look. Then Jessica Chastain's flowing layers. Fake thicker hair by having your stylist incorporate feathery layers throughout. Blow dry with a round brush or style with a large barrel curling iron to add body. And last, Andie MacDowell's voluminous curls. To bring out the fullness of tendrils that run down your back, ask for a cut with subtle layers from the crown to mid-length and apply a curl-enhancing mousse to damp hair before drying. From Good Housekeeping, Best Winter Sippers, our favorite beer, cider, and non-alcoholic brew to kick off the party and win over a crowd. First, a premier beer. This Virginia Amber Lager is terrific with most foods, but the slight maltiness pairs especially well with pretzels, nuts, and pizza. It's the Devil's Backbone Vienna Lager, $12 for six 12-ounce cans. A super cider, crisp with just a touch of sweetness. This easy-drinking Vermont cider is refreshing with salty, cheesy, or spicy snacks. It's the Shaxbury Classic Dry Cider, $13 for four 12-ounce cans. And Sober Suds, even with just 45 calories per can. This non-alcoholic beer does not skimp on flavor. Hoppy, with citrus and tropical fruit aromas, it's perfect with wings, cheese, and Southeast Asian flavors. It's the Athletic Brewing Upside Down Golden, $14 for six 12-ounce cans. Question, my kids only eat veggies in restaurants. What can I do? Answer, let's face it, most kids don't eat as you expect or hope they will. So it's a great sign that they're eating vegetables at all. Restaurants tend to add lots of butter, salt, and other yummy stuff to make veggies taste delicious. You can have a similar restaurant-quality side dish at home, but one that's better for them without the weight. With Good Housekeeping nutritionist-approved Green Giant restaurant-style asparagus, roasted red potatoes, and onions. That's the three things all in one bag. They're lightly seasoned and made with heart-healthy olive oil, but packed with flavor and ready in minutes. Have your little one help open the bag and add the veggies to the skillet. They'll feel as if they're part of the cooking experience and take pride in having made the dish. If you're dealing with a really picky eater, try offering the veggies along with a food you already know your child would eat. But we're sure they'll love this medley since it received top scores in our taste tests. From Magnolia, I dip, you dip, we dip. Yes, it's fondue. Classic cheese fondue. Start to finish 20 minutes. This makes 3 to 4 cups. You need 16 ounces of Gruyere cheese shredded, 2 tablespoons cornstarch, 1 clove garlic lightly crushed, 1 cup dry white wine, apple cider or chicken broth, 1 tablespoon cognac or kirsch liqueur, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice or white wine vinegar, 1/8 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg, freshly ground black pepper to taste, and dippers cut into bite-sized pieces, and they'll go into those later. Toss together cheese and cornstarch in a bowl until coated evenly. Let stand until it comes to room temp, about 30 minutes. Rub the inside of a saucepan or stovetop safe fondue pot with crushed garlic. Discard the garlic. Add wine, cognac, and lemon juice. Heat over medium until it starts to steam, about 145 degrees. Fahrenheit, of course. Sprinkle cheese into simmering wine, a handful, about 1/3 cup at a time, stirring constantly with a rubber spatula until the cheese is almost melted before adding the next handful, 30 seconds to 1 minute between handfuls. Do not boil. Stir in the nutmeg and the pepper. Continue cooking, whisking constantly until fondue is smooth and cohesive, about 5 minutes. If you're using an electric fondue pot, preheat over low until warm to the touch. Transfer fondue to the pot and adjust heat to medium-low or a light heat source. Spear a dipper on a fondue fork and swirl it in the fondue in a figure-8 pattern. Swirling helps keep the fondue from separating. Occasionally scrape the bottom of the pot while dipping to prevent scorching. And as a tip, use whole pieces of cheese shred by hand rather than using pre-shredded cheese. If the cheese had a rind, trim it off before shredding. So for dipper suggestions, cubed hearty bread, such as sourdough, whole grain, salted rye, or focaccia, soft pretzels, prosciutto, cubed summer sausage or ham, sliced bratwurst or kielbasa, meatballs, cooked meats and seafoods, chicken, shrimp, turkey, beef, pork, roasted or steamed veggies such as asparagus, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, tiny potatoes, winter squash, fresh veggies such as bell peppers, jicama, mushrooms, cherry tomatoes, and zucchini, and artichoke hearts and cornichons. Then they have one here for a classic chocolate fondue. So, you know, use the cheese one for your meal. The chocolate one's your dessert. Start to finish, another 20 minutes, makes 2 cups. Very few ingredients. 1 cup heavy cream, 16 ounces high quality bittersweet or semi-sweet chocolate, finely chopped, or chips. 2 to 3 tablespoons of cognac, liqueur, or flavored coffee syrup, and dippers cut into bite-sized pieces. Heat the cream in a heavy medium saucepan until over medium until just steaming. Remove from heat. Add chocolate. Let stand 3 minutes. Then whisk until smooth. Whisk in the cognac. Transfer fondue to that fondue pot we talked about and turn on or place over a heat source. Enjoy with desired dippers. For the liqueur or flavored syrups, they suggest Frangelico or hazelnut, creme de menthe or peppermint, and Kahlua or coffee. Amaretto or almond flavor, Grand Marnier or orange, Kirsch or cherry, Chambord or raspberry, salted caramel cream or caramel. And for the dippers, graham crackers, marshmallow cheesecake bites, soft pretzels, pound cake cubes, angel food cake cubes, lady fingers, biscotti, shortbread cookies, ginger snaps, madeleines, fresh fruit, or dried fruit. And some classic cheese fondue variations. Fontina tomato fondue. Prepare as the classic was directed, except omit the cognac and substitute Fontina cheese for the Gruyere. Add 2 ounces crumbled Gorgonzola cheese and 1 tablespoon finely chopped oil-packed sun-dried tomatoes after the Fontina is fully melted. And you can omit the nutmeg. For the cream cheese herb fondue variation on the classic cheese, prepare as directed, except substitute heavy cream for the wine and omit the cognac. Substitute 8 ounces cubed cream cheese and 8 ounces crumbled chèvre or goat cheese for the Gruyere. Stir in 3 tablespoons chopped fresh herbs, such as basil, chives, tarragon, and or parsley, after the cheese is fully melted. Omit the nutmeg. And smoked Gouda fondue variation. Prepare the classic fondue as directed, except substitute smoked Gouda for the Gruyere, lager beer for the wine, and apple cider vinegar for the lemon juice. Omit the cognac and nutmeg. And a fondue fondant, choose your texture. Cheese too thin? Stir in additional shredded cheese, or make a slurry with 1 tablespoon cornstarch and some cold water to drizzle in, stirring until the desired consistency. If it's too thick, stir in more warm wine, cider, or broth. If it's lumpy or gritty, whisk in 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice or white wine vinegar. From Woman's Day, seared salmon with spiced sweet potatoes. Active time's only 15 minutes, total 35, and it serves 4. We need 4 small sweet potatoes, about 2 pounds worth, cut into 2-inch pieces. 3 tablespoons olive oil, divided. 1 tablespoon coriander seeds, crushed. 1 red chili, thinly sliced. Kosher salt and pepper. 2 tablespoons clementine juice. 1 teaspoon honey. 1 teaspoon grated peeled fresh ginger. 1 teaspoon white wine vinegar. 1 1/4 pounds skinless salmon fillet, cut into 4 portions. Chopped cilantro leaves for serving. Heat oven to 425. On a rimmed baking sheet, toss sweet potatoes with 1 tablespoon oil, then with the coriander, chili, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roast until golden brown and tender, 20 to 25 minutes. Meanwhile, in a small bowl, whisk together clementine juice, honey, ginger, vinegar, and 1 tablespoon oil. Heat remaining tablespoon oil in a large skillet on medium high. Season salmon with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook until golden brown and just opaque throughout. 5 to 6 minutes per side. Serve with sweet potatoes, drizzle with vinaigrette, and sprinkle with chopped cilantro if desired. I think I told you it serves 4. From First for Women, toss together terrific buffalo cauliflower bites in seconds. And this does look super easy. Add 3 cups cauliflower to a baking sheet. They chop it up, of course. Top with 3 tablespoons olive oil. Roast 15 minutes at 400 degrees. Then toss with 1/3 cup of hot sauce. Roast for 10 minutes more. And that equals buffalo cauliflower bites that you can season to taste with salt and pepper. And that's it. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.